Okay, welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into some really massive structural changes happening right now in Australian lending. Forget just open banking. We are really talking about the full sprint toward open finance, and specifically how it's hitting the non-bank sector.
That's right. And it's crucial to understand this isn't some, tiny corner of the market. Non-bank lenders, they often specialize in servicing what the industry calls non-conforming borrowers.
People who maybe don't fit the standard bank criteria, like self-employed or complex income streams.
Exactly. People like that. And these non-banks, they hold, well, roughly 11% of residential home loans and maybe 16% of commercial real estate debt based on 2024 figures. It's significant. So this expansion of the consumer data, the CDR, it's a really strategic move. Remember, it was designated back in November 2022, and the amended rules just took legal effect March 4th, 2025.
Just this year.
And the aim is really to tackle that historical lack of transparency, the opacity in these really important niche markets.
Okay, let's unpack that opacity issue. Because historically, if you were, say, a broker trying to help a self-employed person get a loan, it was tough.
Oh, incredibly tough. Weeks, sometimes months of chasing down documents, PDFs of payslips, bank statements, endless tax return.
Just creating friction, delays, and driving up costs for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And that's where the CDR fundamentally changes the game. It moves us away from that manual document shuffle towards, well, instantaneous, comprehensive data gathering.
Via APIs, presumably, machine-readable data.
Precisely. Standardized required product data, things like interest rates, fees, eligibility criteria, all shared in a common format. And this isn't just about convenience. It directly helps fulfill the best interest duty, the BID obligation.
Because you can prove you've gathered enough information almost instantly.
Exactly. You get that comprehensive view without the manual slog, cutting down risk and verification time dramatically. It basically automates a huge compliance headache.
So here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Competitively speaking, if assessing complex borrowers becomes automated and standardized, does the advantage shift away from like relationships and proprietary knowledge?
That's the crux of it. The advantage moves squarely towards those who can most efficiently use this standardized machine-readable data. It's less about who you know, more about your tech stack and data strategy.
So it favors efficient, data-driven comparison over the old ways. That's a massive shift in who wins in specialist finance.
It absolutely is. And the timeline for this is, well, it's non-negotiable now. The regulators have set clear deadlines.
Okay, what are the key dates we need to know?
So first up is product data sharing. Think standardized rates, fees, eligibility criteria for comparison. That starts July 13th, 2026 for all relevant non-bank lenders.
Mid-2026, that's the first wave of transparency hitting the market.
Correct. Then comes the consumer data sharing piece. This is phased. The smaller players, the designated initial providers, they actually have to start sharing consumer data by November 9th, 2026.
Oh, interesting. So they get a slight early mover advantage on the efficiency front.
Potentially, yes. The larger providers, they get a bit more time. Their deadline is May 10th, 2027.
Okay, got it. Now let's layer in something else happening right now, which makes this even more urgent. The new buy now, pay later regulation.
Ah, yes. The timing here creates a fascinating immediate pressure point. From June 10th, 2025, so very soon, most BNPL services fall under responsible lending rules. They're now classed as low-cost credit contracts, LCCs.
Meaning lenders have to properly check a borrower's BNPL situation as part of their obligations.
Correct. You have a legal duty to scrutinize BNPL debts and usage much more thoroughly.
But hang on, the automated CDR data streams, the ones that would actually show you that BNPL liability reliably and easily?
They don't become mandatory until late 2026 or even May 2027 for the larger lenders.
Right. So there's this gap, what, about 18 months or so?
Roughly, yeah. Where you have this heightened legal requirement for scrutiny.
But no easy automated way to fulfill it. You're stuck doing manual checks for BNPL for a year and a half.
Pretty much, which you can imagine dramatically increases the operational burden in the short term.
And presumably makes everyone even more desperate for that automated CDR data when it finally does switch on.
Absolutely. It creates this immediate pain point that underscores the long-term value proposition of the CDR infrastructure.
So, pulling this all together, what's the big takeaway for the specialist finance market?
I think it's clear the ability to effectively ingest, synthesize, and strategically use this newly available standardized non-bank data, that's going to be the single biggest differentiator.
It's not just about compliance anymore. It's a race to become an advanced data strategist.
Couldn't agree more. Which leads us to, I think, an important final thought.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about how the non-bank sector often serves complex, sometimes vulnerable populations, these non-conforming borrowers. Now, the CDR rules explicitly prohibit misusing this data, like, you know, creating commercial profiles or on-selling identifiable data. That's clear. Mm-hmm. However, there's recognized risk. Given the sheer volume and the niche nature of this financial information, mm-hmm. could sophisticated actors potentially re-identify data that's supposed to be de-identified?
Ah, because the patterns in non-bank data might be quite unique.
Potentially. And it raises a really critical question as we move towards more automation, AI, and machine learning in loan assessments. How does the industry ensure these powerful new tools, fed by this rich CDR data, don't inadvertently perpetuate or even amplify existing biases against the very complex clients the system is supposedly designed to help?
That's a heavy question. Ensuring fairness in the algorithms when dealing with potentially vulnerable groups using newly accessible data, something definitely for us all to think about.